are back, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's second hour of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening and for participating in this. You know, folks, I don't like coming on here Saturday morning and being in this kind of a mood, you know. But as I sit here looking out the window at my kids playing out in the yard, you know, it is a picture of peace, happiness. And this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way, just as Ahmadinejad said in his speech to the UN, which was one of the most brilliant speeches I think I have ever heard, political speeches, and I've heard quite a few of them. This is the way it was intended to be. We were not made by God to live in a state of war all the time. We were made to have our families and to have peace and prosperity, friendship with our neighbors, cooperation. And as I look at my kids out there, you know, I have to ask myself, like I do every day, okay, is today the day? Is today the day that the United States is going to suffer some catastrophic event like a nuclear attack? And this is not outside the realm of possibilities, ladies and gentlemen, especially now that we are in conflict with nuclear-armed Russia, and now that we are in at least the beginning stages of a shooting war with nuclear-armed Pakistan. You know, is today the day that men in suits are going to pull down my lane and they're going to take me off to Guantanamo for daring to exercise my right of free speech? You see, when I look outside and I see these kids of mine, and, you know, these are the only things in my life that give me true meaning. And I see that basically there are people holding guns to the heads of my kids. And for me daring to engage in the process of asking the pertinent questions, who, what, where, when, why, how did this all take place, who's responsible for it, why, where is it going, all the rest of this, because of this, and because of the fact that you out there ask these same questions as well, you are the enemy. And these people basically are free to do whatever they want to you. And if you have any doubts about that, then all you need to do is to look at what has taken place in Iraq, what has taken place in Afghanistan, Lebanon, Palestine, all of these places where these people dared to say, no way, Jose, you're not going to do to us. We're not going to just lay down and take it the way that you demand we lay down and take it. Dave, are you still there?
Yeah, I am, Mark. Yeah, thank you. Hey, you know, I loved Ahmadinejad's speech also, Mark. This evil, this is one of the things that's got me pissed off too, Mark. I have this Jewish Daily News newspaper out of New York, and the cover says "Madman's vile UN outburst," and Iran press vows American empire is nearing collapse. You know, it's disgusting, Mark. It's the most inspired speech that I can recall. I can hardly even recall any words that are so inspired. It's almost scriptural. It's so inspired. It could almost.
I agree. I agree with you. Dave, hold on. We'll bring you right up after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Last hour of the Liberty Hour. We're about 8 minutes into the show, and we're talking here, and we're trying to get a lot of things done about what is happening to our liberties. And as Dave said, that our liberties are being taken away, and the USS Liberty is a good context to understand why our liberties are being taken away. And this show couldn't be named a better name than Liberty. And, Dave, I know you had a couple more things to say, so go ahead and get them out, please.
Thanks, Mr. Turney, because, you know, I think God wants me to say this, Mr. Turney, when Judas was at the Last Supper and Jesus said to him, when after he dipped the sop and everything, and he said, what you're going to do, do it quickly. Because, you know, the reason Jesus said that is everything's done on a timetable, and Jesus knew he had to be on that cross on Passover. So he told Jesus, what you're going to do, do it quickly. Well, you know, today, this is my personal belief, and I think it's shared by, when I articulate this, I think it'll be shared by much of the patriot community, but I feel like Satan is on a timetable. He knows he's on a timetable. He knows he has an appointment with the bottomless pit that he has to keep, and he has to be on schedule for this appointment in the bottomless pit. And that's why I think who's so hell-bent now in this big hell-bent rush for global government, and when I look at President Ahmadinejad on the cover of this Daily News, I see a man who I describe as having brains, heart, guts, and nuts. And he's a little man with a big spirit, and he represents the proud Persian nation, the proud Persian people, and he's standing up to the great super Satan, and he says, hell no, great super Satan, my proud country of Persia is not going to be swallowed up in your great, great satanic security super state, you know? And he's telling the great super Satan to go to hell. He wants no part of this super security state that the great super Satan is trying to establish. And I just hope that, you know, I know true Americans and true people all around the world are going to stand up, just like President Ahmadinejad, to the great super Satan and say, hell no, we don't want your global security super state. You can go to hell with it.
Well, Dave, I agree with you. Phil, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
I totally agree with you. I know eventually, Dave, I know, just like the saying, all good things and all bad things must come to an end. What goes up must come down. And I know that in the end that this thing that they are trying to build is going to crash. It is crashing, you see. For me, it is not so much the frustration of not knowing the future, because as I said, I know the future. I know that in the end, the good guys in the white hat are going to win. But it is the suffering of the innocent people that really grinds my gears. And really, if anything else, it is the stupidity of my own countrymen and my own co-religionists, meaning Christians, that really just drives me nuts. I mean, I read a news story today where Sarah Palin, who's going to be our vice president, most likely, she had a meeting with Shimon Peres, and she bragged to him. She said, the Israeli flag is the only flag in my office. Why isn't the American flag the only flag in her office? Why is she displaying the flag of a country that was responsible for an act of war against the United States, the country that is the fountain from which all of the problems that we are dealing with in this country flow? And, you know, the tragic part of it is that she's just one of not just millions, but tens of millions in this country who feel that way.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, I want to comment on that. I saw her yesterday in an interview with a CBS correspondent, the gal that used to be on NBC. What's her name?
Couric.
Yeah, Katie Couric. And Katie was asking her some very simple questions, and her thought was Israel could do no wrong. Whatever Israel wants to do, Israel can do without any consultation from the United States of America at all. Now, does she understand that these people are sitting on 400 nukes? Does she understand that they can destroy the world? Does she understand that the United States are the ones that give them that power? And she thinks that Israel does not have to consult with anybody? She's got a bag of hay in her head. And if she's the vice president, we're in deep trouble.
Oh, that's a good one. A bag of hay in her head. I'm going to have to write that one down.
Well, I'll tell you also something, Mark. It isn't the state of Israel anymore. It's the empire of Israel. And the United States government made them that way. And they consider themselves an empire. And they will not take any guff from the United States, Russia, or anybody. They are the main men, and we made them that way. And the religious right in our country, 40 to 50% of them, send all their money over there to Israel to help destroy the United States. And I still can't figure that one out. Please help me, Mark.
Well, I can't either. Other than, you know, what comes to mind is Lenin, the founder basically of the Soviet Union. who said that we will sell them the rope that they will hang themselves with, meaning you're not going to have to put a gun to their head. They will willingly go along with their own destruction. And, it seems pretty cut and dry to me. I mean, when I hear these people, whether it's John Hagee or one of his Hageites, out there talking about how we have to do this for Israel and how we have to do that, and they can't see, you know, they're giving their blood up to this man. Did either of you guys see that movie that was made back in the 80s? The Little Shop of Horrors?
I did not, Mark.
All right, well, it's based on a Broadway play and a musical, and the storyline is there's this plant shop, you know, where you buy flowers and things like that. And they've got this strange plant, and it's like a Venus flytrap. And this thing, once it gets a taste for blood, it starts to grow and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's the marvel of the town. Everybody can't believe this big fly trap. I mean, it's huge. It's got a head on it the size of a Volkswagen, right? But and everybody marvels at how big it is, and it sings songs. It does all of these entertaining things. But the thing is a vicious monster. It has to have blood in order to continue living. And it eats people. It eats them whole. Now, the movie is more or less funny, but it's making a point. And basically, it is, as Dave said, the attack on the USS Liberty is really a parallel to what has happened to us as a country as a result of these people. We, you know, millions of rockets, millions of armor-piercing bullets, torpedoes, all of the rest of that. This plant in this movie, this Venus flytrap, it has gotten bigger and it has gotten out of control because of its thirst for blood and because the shop owner was completely willing to keep feeding it this blood, and he would go out and find people to feed this thing so that his plant shop would stay in business. And this is what has happened with Israel. We have given it the blood that she has to feed on. And it's gotten bigger and out of control to the point now where we all stand a very good chance of being destroyed by her. Dave,
Mark,
we've got a bunch of calls we got to pull up. Yeah, go ahead, Phil, with what you're going to say.
Mark, I got a comment on what you just said. You said that the blood this plant feeds on. Well, you know what the papers in the United States of America feeds on. And what the television stations, Fox News, you name them, they're all pro-Israel. They feed off of that, just exactly what we were talking about. They feed off of that, and they spew that garbage. And without that blood coming out that they could feed on, they're going to dry up. And they send that out to the people, and they believe it. They believe that blood that Israel's spewing into these newspapers, and our people eat that stuff up, and it's unbelievable.
Dave, thanks for your call, buddy. Always good to hear from you. Let's bring up Byron from Canada. Byron, come on up.
Hey, I'm glad to hear Dave said that he thought that speech from Medijad was as great as that. We had talked earlier, you and I, Mark, and I'd mm-hmm. said the same thing, and so did you. And it makes me feel good that Dave verified it, because if Dave thinks it was a great speech, that means I'm not nuts.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not nuts.
Hey, I guess since I, you know, and I told you I hadn't been in the service, so I kind of look back, I can sit back and kind of look at both sides. And, you know, I heard you guys were talking about Vietnam, you know, about 60,000 American soldiers that were killed. But, you know, what I didn't hear, Phil, was what about the 2 to 3 million Vietnamese that were killed? Nobody ever talks about the other side. I hear 4,100 and some Americans were killed in Iraq. But what about the million or so Iraqis that's been displaced and murdered? Nobody talks about it. And, you know, and the thing that really gets me, and I'm not criticizing anybody, it's just the mindset of the American people. And unfortunately, like I said, I'm from Canada. It's even starting to get into us up here. We go in there, you know.
Byron, I'm sorry to interrupt. Hold that thought. We have to go to a break. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last half hour of the Liberty Hour, and what an appropriate song. You know, we're not going to back down, and we never will back down. If we do, we're going to lose our country, and I'm not about to back down and lose this country, and I know you're not either. Byron, please go ahead and finish your thoughts, and I do want to add one thing. You made a very good point. What about all the other people in this world that's been killed in different wars here and there? Millions and millions and millions. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. But it should be brought up more. Again, please finish your thoughts.
Yeah. The point I was getting at is then these people that never attacked us, even Iraq in the first Gulf War, you know, in all honesty, they didn't do a damn thing to us. They invaded Kuwait for their reasons, whether it was justifiable or not. But I phoned a Kuwaiti embassy, and I said, well, how many people were killed before the actual, you know, the Americans got going? And they said it was about 40 Kuwaitis that were killed, which is 40 too many. I think, you know, they could have settled it without invading. But the fact of the matter is, they never did a dang thing to the Americans. But do you look at the vilification that took place? You know, with Vietnam, they were called kooks or gooks or whatever. The Arabs are sand niggers, ragheads, camel heads, or, you know, and these people never did a dang thing to us, but yet we vilified them. Then, you know, you hear people will phone in and say, well, you know, that guy, you know, he wasn't in the service, but, you know, we fought. in the Gulf War and in Vietnam to give him the right to say, you know, what he's saying. And, you know, if these people never did anything to us, how can they go and turn around and say, well, we fought for him to give him the right to say what he's saying? Like, these people never did anything to us. And closing, there was a lot, and my trouble is I forget what the hell I want to say. You know, everybody says, well, Israel is a 51st state. And I'll say this. United States is the tail of the dog, which is Israel. I think that's, I'm putting it right. I wish Mark, this is, and you and Phil, I wish you would do this. There was a statement, and I'm sure it's accurate, and, you know, maybe you can track it down where Ariel Sharon made the statement. He says, when Perez was talking to him, he says, when the United States is trying to put pressure on Israel not to, I think, expand some settlements, he says, I don't care what they say, or something to this effect. We can control the American government. We Jews can control the American government, and they know it. Mm-hmm. Get that statement out. If it's there, you know, somebody, I bet, has it.
It's all over the place, Byron. It's all over the place.
I would play that statement at the beginning of the show before I'd even go about the USS Liberty. Play that statement at the beginning of your show every time. We Jews control the American government. You know, last night I was listening to that debate. And they brought up Iran, and John McCain goes, well, we can't let them get any nuclear weapons because we can't have a second Holocaust. And he never brought up that Israel is probably the third largest nuclear armed nation in the world with the means to deliver it. You know, he never brought that up once. Iran has never, to my knowledge, ever attacked the United States. I mean, people might say, well, they took some hostages. Well, after what we done to that country, hostages, none was killed as far as I know. I think that was a pretty mild response to what we had done to that country. Yet Israel has attacked us on numerous occasions. And my feeling on 9/11, if that wasn't a hand of Israel behind that, and, you know, I don't know what was. So they've probably attacked us on many occasions, been caught a few times. Many times they probably haven't been caught. I just think the American people needs to wake up. Phil, you know, you're outraged that, maybe the government betrayed you. Like I said, they've been doing that to other countries, and we just got an example that they will betray their own people. So, whether they're not going to come to our aid or to your aid or to the Americans' aid when it comes to Israel. Israel's going to be number one. Nobody's going to, not at least not in the United States. I don't think anybody's ever going to hold her accountable. I'll get off the phone, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Byron. You know, he is exactly right. But you know what the problem is, Bill? I hate to be so sardonic and negative here, but if we were able to actually get a recording of Ariel Sharon saying that, where he was bragging to Shimon Peres, who was one of his cabinet ministers at that time, where he says, we, the Jewish people, control America and the Americans know it. If we were to get that, even on tape, and broadcast it on primetime news, whatever you want to call it, the American people would be divided into two camps as far as their opinion on that comment. The first group would say, big deal. What does it have to do with my football, my NASCAR, my beer, my pornography, whatever? The other half would say, well, good. The Jewish people should control America because, as the Bible says, I will bless those who bless thee and curse those who curse thee.
Mark, you make a good point there and about Ariel Sharon, and I'll tell you just a real short story. I was at a dinner it was a luncheon with Admiral Thomas Moore. We gave him the first USS Liberty Annual Award, and we were talking, and he was telling me about how he had to hide his personal notes and papers and so on and so forth because he was afraid to leave anything around because of the Israeli spies. And he told me personally, he says, Phil, he says, we don't run this country. Israel runs this country. And more than that, it runs the Congress and the president. Now, this comes from a four-star admiral that was not only...
Hold on, Phil.
Had...
Hold on, buddy. Sorry, we've got to go to the break. Sorry. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last half of the second hour of the Liberty Hour. And I wanted to thank Byron for his call there. Appreciate it. Everybody else is listening and calling in. But listen, I have just one little article I want to read here. And this also comes from the Journal by a staff writer by the name of Steve Lieberman. And it...
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Is he related to Lieberman?
I do not know if he is
well,
or not. He very well could be.
It was a rhetorical question because, as you'll see as the people listening to the show will see when you read it, they're basically birds of a feather because he's basically taking the Lieberman line with regards to the attack on America 41 years ago. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's a very, very, very legitimate question, and he very well could be. He probably is. We'll see. But he works for the Journal News, and this was September the 25th, 2008. And it says, Israel's 1967 attack on the USS Liberty discussed in Rockland, Westchester. Israel's attack on the USS Liberty spy ship during the 1967 day war will be revisited during a lower Hudson Valley speaking tour by three of the ship's sailors. Their talks will take place at 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Suffren Library, at 2:30 p.m. Sunday at the Fellowship and Recognition in Upper Nyack. They also will be speaking at 11:30 on Sunday at the Memorial United Methodist Church in White Plains. On June 8, 1967, Israeli pilots attacked the USS Liberty, killing 34 sailors and wounding 174 others. The attack came during the fourth day of Israel's six-day war against the Arab nations. The speaking tour is sponsored by Rockland Veterans Peace Group, a pro-Palestinian organization, and Liberty Groups. Will rekindle the 41-year-old debate on Israel's motivation for attacking the ship. The Liberty sailors and their supporters believe the United States presidents and many officials have covered up for Israel for more than 40 years. One reason they give for the attack was Israel's attempt to hide its military operation and possible war crimes during the Six-Day War. Now listen to this. 10 U.S. investigations and 3 official Israeli inquiries have all established the attack was a mistake, not malicious. There also have been reports from the CIA and other agencies calling the attack an accident. Supporters of Israel who feel the Liberty veterans are more interested in promoting anti-Israel propaganda will show up at the Suffren Library. In 2003, the U.S. National Security Agency released tapes that showed Israeli pilots and their officers discussing the Liberty as an Arab ship moments before the attack. Now listen, Mr. Steve Lieberman, if this is what you've done in research, sir, you need to go back to delivering papers instead of writing about things, because you are totally out of line here. First of all, what you say about these investigations is totally a lie. What you say about the National Security Agency is totally a lie. What you say about, my goodness, the supporters promoting Israel's propaganda will show up. Now, listen, the supporters of Israel will say it's propaganda, but these prove it's propaganda. We got $10,000 reward money for you, sir, to prove this is propaganda, and I bet you don't collect a nickel of it. By the way, this guy's phone number, if you'd like to give him a call, is 1-845-578-2443. His name is Steve Lieberman. Again, 1-845-578-2443. His email address is sliberm@lohud.com. That is again, sliberm@lohud.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out as outraged as I am, please support these survivors. They're up there trying to tell the truth. Give this guy an earful and a mouthful, if you would, please. And, Mark, I know we have a caller up, and I knocked it off my screen. If you would please bring him up, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, let's bring up James in California. James, sorry for the wait. Come on up.
No problem. My pleasure to be on the show and to hear the excellent discussion and the callers as well. You know, there's so many points here. I mean, I just echo what Phil was saying, not only on the show today, but also yesterday on the program that he was on, with regard to the Zionist influence and control over our political system. I mean, look at what, and especially going back to the USS Liberty, the USS Liberty attack and the cover-up all these years, propagated by these Israel firsters like that rabbi and his letter that you were reading, I guess, rabbi and his cohorts. I mean, it just goes to show there are many loyal, patriotic Jews in America that put America first. But you can't dismiss this fifth column that will put Israel first always. And this rabbi is in that category. And that is the kind of fifth column that we just have to exposed to the fullest extent before it pushes, like it's done through tentacles such as AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, of course, to attack Iran. And I just saw a news, you know, I've got a list here of things to discuss with you, but I just saw a news report that came from Link TV, the Mosaic channel, and it talks about an October surprise that Israel may pull with an attack on Iran to get us sucked in, and I'm sure this rabbi doesn't care about how many Americans will die as a result of that as well, if we are indeed sucked into it. With regard to what you're saying about Ahmadinejad, I just pulled up an excellent article, and I've noticed that our you know, America first, quote unquote, neocon media here in the States hasn't even touched on it. It was an AP article that moved, and it was titled, Iran's Leader Says American Empire Near Collapse. Now, if you scroll down in this Associated Press piece, you'll see where it says, Ahmadinejad accused a small but deceitful number of people called Zionists of dominating an important portion of the financial and monetary centers, as well as the political decision-making centers of some European countries and the U.S. Why are we talking about that in our media? because it happens to be true, right? I mean, it's just incredible. So, you know, let's talk about also what I mentioned earlier. If you look at Paul Finley's They Dare to Speak Out book about the pro-Israel lobby, he talks, Paul and I have spoken in person, and he'll actually even convey that the Liberty attack and its cover-up was a landmark with regard to how Israel is influencing our political system in America. Once Israel realized that it could get away with murder like it did with the USS Liberty attack, it knew it could get away with anything. And that's the bottom line to the discussion. And if we keep on letting them get away with what they're doing, we'll be at war with Iran, maybe even with Russia as well, because that's in the works with this neocon, nefarious neocon agenda. Anyway, I've got other stuff to talk about, too, like the stock market bailout. We've got all these Zionist bankers that have been doing all these crooked deals, you know, outsourcing our jobs to Asia and India. And then these deals go bad with the real estate investments they have, and they expect the American public to pay for it. That's outrageous as well and utterly unacceptable. So anyway, and then I'll close here with Admiral Mullen. I actually had a question for Admiral Mullen this past week at the World Affairs Council in Los Angeles, and I asked him about what he'd said telling the Israelis not to pull another USS Liberty attack in the Persian Gulf to get us into a war with Iran. Remember, Dick Cheney's office had tried to get Navy SEALs and assault boat to stage an attack on one of our ships to make it look like it was an Iranian gunboat to have us get into a shooting war with Iran. That's what's in Dick Cheney's mind. And, of course, he's associated with the JINSA crowd, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. Anyway, I've gone on forever here, but Admiral Mullen responded by saying, well, you can't necessarily believe what's been in news reports. And then he went on to say that I serve at the pleasure of the president, and also that he has an excellent rapport with the IDF head. I mean, that's what's in our Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman, and that was his response to the murder of American sailors on USS Liberty. I have a lot more to say, but I'll leave it at that.
All right, James. Always good to hear from you. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, don't want to put James under the microscope here, but Phil and I owe James a hell of a lot for the work that he does helping us with information and with guests. James is, as you can tell by his comments, not only is he a wealth of information, but his analysis about the big picture is invaluable. And Phil and I would just like to say to you, James, on behalf of this program and on behalf of all Americans, hip, hip, hooray for everything you've done for us. So anyway.
Thank you for what you and Phil do. You guys have been great.
Thanks, James. All right, let's bring up Flora in Idaho. Flora, come on up.
Hi.
I can't get
any email to you. They tell me your email doesn't exist. I suppose that's the government. But I really resent the mistakes that have been said today, especially by the man from Canada. The 60,000 from Vietnam were suicides, sir. And I don't know the outcome of the Vietnam War and how many were dead and how many were alive. But please, sir, do not include all people that live in America as American citizens, because as we, American citizens, are working day and night so that we can be free and we've not lost our rights. And I want to make it perfectly clear to those that think that a sex orgy and a bottle of beer takes care of everything, sir and mister and whatever, there are Americans that are real American citizens. And I want, Mark, for you to tell us how the government of the United States threatened your families and all the Cruz families if they, quote-unquote, dared, ever mentioned this. I want to hear that, Mark.
Well, actually, Phil would be the one to tell that story because he lived it firsthand. I have not yet been visited by anybody in an official capacity telling me that I need to be quiet. However, I do get my fair share of death threats, hate mail. I have found myself under surveillance when I was traveling to a conference in California that I helped put on. There's no question about the fact that if you go up up against the beast, that they are going to do something to get you out of the way. So they have not yet done it. I consider it to be just by the grace of God. But I when I got involved in this a long time ago, Flora, when I realized how big this thing was, I said to myself, okay, one of three things is going to happen to me. The first is that they're going to kill me. The second is that I'm going to be brought up on some type of false charges and put in prison. Or number three, that I'm going to be forced to flee the country with my family. Now, I still assume that one of those three things is going to wind up taking place in my life as a result of what I'm doing, but I'm not going to quit.
And neither are we, the American citizens. We are listening, Mark and Phil. We are listening to you, and we care deeply. And I just want to say one other thing. It doesn't have to do with liberty, but it does. It has to do with all of us. I have been continually talking about the 18 suicides a day and the 1,000 suicide attempts a month from Afghanistan and Iraq. I called Mark Cornicky on that yesterday, and he more or less kind of snipped me off. He wanted to, and I deserved it. He said, I didn't have the authority, but he does. He said he believes that they are being murdered. I do, and I've always thought that, but I was afraid to say so. But we are American citizens, and we love our own, and we love our military. Thank you. Thank you for all the sacrifices you've made.
Thank you, Flora. Okay, let's bring up Peter in New York. Peter, come on up.
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm a first-time caller.
Yeah.
I just caught the tail end of your conversation about the Liberty and this guy Steve Lieberman from the Journal News.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm very familiar with Steve Lieberman and the Journal News because I live in this area. You mentioned something about Suffern Library and Fellowship of Reconciliation. That's in Nyack, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that happening today?
Yeah, this weekend you've got Survivors of the Liberty speaking in various places. And, of course, the Jewish community is doing its very best to basically engage in liberty denial and not allow these men their right to free speech.
Well, I am fully sympathetic with the liberty, but I live in this lower Hudson Valley. I live very close to Nyack and Suffern, and this is a bivouac for extreme Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
And I shudder to think of the good people who are supporting the Liberty Survivors who are going to go into this hornet's nest of the lower Hudson River Valley and Nyack and Suffern. They are going to be smothered with Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, extreme Zionists. I want to get in on this. Is it today? When is the Fellowship and Reconciliation? Can you give me that day and time?
Well, I'll tell you what, Pete, if you will go to the USSLiberty.wordpress.com website, you will see that there is a press release there about the upcoming speeches that these men are going to give. It'll give you the dates and the times and locations of all these places.
Mm.
Sir, now where are you located at?
I'm in Stony Point, which is like 10-minute drive from Suffern and 10-minute drive from Nyack.
Okay, when you get there and you see these guys up on stage, let them know that Mark Glenn and Phil Turney had a two-hour show trying to get people to realize that these survivors are telling the truth and not out there to make hate. All we want is the truth done. Please, sir.
I fear for these guys. They are going into a hornet's nest of extreme, and I underscore extreme Zionists. That Steve Lieberman is the tip of the iceberg. They're liars. They're going to lie through their teeth. I don't know if you can get the word out. I don't know. That was a long website. I don't know if I could write it down. I'd love to know.
USS Liberty, all one word, USS Liberty, okay. Dot WordPress.
Dot WordPress.
Dot com.
Okay, hopefully I can bring that up. Well, all right, I'm going to do that because they're going to need all the help they can get. They are going to be outnumbered and they're going to be outgunned. It's going to be just, it's going to be a reworking of the Liberty in a way. This place is really bad.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about the dogs barking in the background, folks. I have dogs here to make sure that I'm alerted when somebody shows up who shouldn't be, which is basically the case. Don't worry, I don't hear any gunshots yet, so I think everything's okay as of right now. Okay, everybody stay tuned. We will be back for the last 5 minutes of today's show.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And we're back, folks, for the last 5 minutes of today's show. As usual, I want to thank RBN, our good friend there in the production room, Manny, and all of you callers today. Again, I apologize for all the background noise. As I said, I keep my dogs pretty sharp, and somebody shows up who shouldn't be here, they make a lot of noise, so I apologize for that. People who think I'm paranoid in that regard, let me tell you something. When you walk out and you see somebody taking pictures of your house and your kids, and you don't know who they are, and then they get into a car and speed off, that will unnerve you. Anyway, let's bring up our last caller today, Phil. Let's bring up Gary in Connecticut. Come on up.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I attended the meeting, the lecture, I should say, in New Haven last night, and it was a fantastic meeting. Ernie Gallo and Rocky Sturman. I'm looking at another article. I don't think you mentioned it, by this rat, Steve Lieberman. And there's a paragraph in here that says that the... Oh, I can't... Where is it? I lost it. But anyway, there's a little sentence in here where he said that the Liberty fired back.
Mm-hmm.
And then prompted a torpedo attack, which in his little way justifies, which never happened. There were no shots fired from the Liberty. Am I correct?
No, there was not a shot fired. If there were any rounds were fired, they were cooked off by one of the machine guns. It was on the starboard side that caught on fire. That's the only rounds that ever got cooked off or were shot.
Well, anyway,
that was a total lie.
I'm a member of the group in New Haven that put together the incident, the lecture last night. I'm also affiliated with the Greenwich group that kind of got this started. And
are you going to see those guys? Are you going to see those guys again? Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's quite all right. I'd love to be able to see the ones in that are going to be in the Lower Hudson Valley, because I think there's going to be a lot of fireworks.
Hey, Gary, I don't mean to interrupt, but would you mind dropping either Phil or me an email so we can get in touch with you after the show?
Sure. I have contact with John Gudisco.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be happy to contact both of you. I think you guys are doing fantastic work. I listened to all your podcasts last week. I listened to the solid 6 hours, and you have a great show. And
thanks.
I think these guys are clearly on the defensive. We're growing. People of different political persuasions are getting together on this, and I think it's just a matter of time. But I don't know if it's going to come soon enough, because we're going to see the collapse of our country unless something is done about our Mideast foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Ahmadinejad.
Yeah. Hey. Three cheers for Ahmadinejad. I cannot agree with you more. As you may have heard last week's show, Phil and I had something set up with him that he was going to, we were going to meet him in New York, and he was even positively disposed towards discussing the Liberty on the floor of the UN until Israel started making these threats of kidnapping him, and then everything just kind of went cold all at once. But as we indicated in last week's show, we have Plan B, and it is already in motion. And speaking of Plan B, that means that we are at the end of today's show. Our apologies to the other callers who couldn't bring up John in Tennessee. John, I'll talk with you later on today. Thanks to all the callers. And Phil, get us out of here.
Okay, Mark, thanks a lot. And thanks, everybody, for joining in the show today. Remember, it's our country. We own it. Our forefathers fought for it in many, many wars. Let's try to take it back. With every ounce of energy we have. I know phone calls aren't much, or emails, but if that's all we can do, let's do it. God bless America. See you next week. God bye. We'll see you. Bye. She got you jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive.
Men, are you